Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, on March 30th, 2005, this woman, Naomi Levy, passed away. And, you know, I used to get the Santa Barbara News Press and scan the obits, see if someone you know passed away. Anyway, she wrote, I'm not going to read this Garden of My Heart poem again, but I will post it on today's podcast. And she wrote this for Noble House to give some background to the poem, Garden of My Heart, which Noble House had placed at the front of its collection entitled Poems of the Heart. So I guess there's some book out there, maybe from 2004, from Noble House called Poems of the Heart. So she was born in 1921, 3 years older than my mom. And in spite of visual impairment dating back from when she was 8, resulting in total blindness at age 70, she composed and published 230 poems, an additional 150 now being prepared. This was in 2004. She died a year later. She composed short stories, musicals, Lifelines Throughout Life, Music, Poetry, My Friends, Flowers. I currently live in a senior retirement center in Santa Barbara, California. This was in 2004. She died March 30th, 2005. I actually tried to look up, to try to get in touch with someone in her family. And I had no luck. I tried to find maybe the house that she used to own, and I don't remember the details, but I had no luck. Anyway, that's the backstory. Speaking of backstories, printed up some homes that just kind of caught my attention. This one is on the 2000 block of Garden Street, classic Upper East Mission Revival, one of the located on the prime Crocker Row, built by Page Brown in 1895. I have no idea who that is. Updated from the Goodnight Kiss Porch. Never heard that term. To sipping champagne by the pool. Lovely description. So this was originally priced, call it $6.5 million, and it was on the market 8 days and sold for $6,350,000 in June of 2024. And about 2 years earlier, in May of 2022, it sold for $5,442,000. So it's not quite a million more, but that's a nice return. Prior to that, it sold September 2020, another couple of years back, almost, for $2,535,000. Those people got the prize. They basically sold it for twice what they paid. Now, I don't have in front of me that listing to see, you know, did they do a lot of remodeling, which is a big factor. In November 2017, it sold for $2,475,000. And so then 3 years later, those people only sold it for $2,535,000, just kind of getting out. And the September 2020 sale of $2,535,000 was before the whole COVID bump really hit. And that's why it went up to almost $5.5 million in May of 2022. And then again, selling for $6,350,000 in July 2024. Go way back in the day, April 2001, it sold for $1.5 million. I don't care what kind of shape it was in. That was a good buy. Love the Upper East. Love vintage homes. And love Crocker Row. And here's a house on Las Rosas Lane, off of West Los Olivos, 1932 Monterey Spanish colonial home, 3,300 square feet, and it was on the market. It sold, it's funny, also around the same as the other one, June 2024, for $2,850,000. They were asking $2,795,000, so they was on the market 14 days. They got over asking, almost $55,000 over, $2,850,000. and 1932 Monterey Spanish, 3,300 square feet, built in 1932. I already said that. And it just looks stunning. A large unfinished basement. Every time I go into a house that has a basement, I'm walking that basement. I grew up back east in an old apartment building that had a labyrinth of tunnels in this basement. Had a the porters would push around these big carts down these long hallways in the basement. It was an unusual apartment building because they were all separate entrances. It wasn't like you went on a floor and there were like 10 apartments. There were two apartments on the floor. So everyone had this dumbwaiter, and the porter would come around and ring the bell, and he would pulley up and kind of know where your door was in your kitchen, and you would throw the trash there, and he would bring it down, fill up his large cart, and then he would burn it in the incinerator. And this huge apartment ended up with, maybe a dozen trash cans every week filled with ash. Bizarre. So this sold for $2,850,000 in June. And it sold in 2007 for $1,009,000, just over $1,009,000. So they got another million out of it. And that was at the height of the market, 2007. So they didn't do all that well. Almost 47% more. That's pretty good. So look pretty much the same. All right. Those are two home sales. At least I got through two. I got about six here. We'll get to them eventually. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.